Good morning, Bob.
Sunshine.
It's beautiful.
Hey, how cold was it at your place this morning?
I don't know.
You don't really care, do you?
I don't care. It looks beautiful.
It does look beautiful. We had a guy call in this morning who lives on the corner of County Roads F and C, and he said it was 27 degrees at his place, and the whole place was covered with frost.
At what time of the morning was this gentleman
up? It was
up?
Early at 6 o'clock this morning.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And I've been going out every morning, but I did not get out yet this morning. But Ryan, I think, came in from doing chores with a T-shirt on, so.
Whoa, really?
I don't know.
Well, you guys are south of us a little bit, so that must be the difference.
Oh, we're north, but
Anyway.
May Day, happy Beltane. It's one of the cross-quarter days between the equinox and the solstice.
Oh.
And
how
May
long
Day
did it take
was,
you to find all that?
What's that?
How long did it take you to find all that, or did you always know
Oh,
that?
I know those things.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I know those things. I mean, it's not something I knew, say, my whole life, but definitely something I've been practicing and studying for
gotcha.
A while. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else is on the plant lady's mind? I mean, ooh, I suppose
well, first of all, May Day was that day, if you remember, where it was like 85 degrees out or whatever. So
no, I don't
remember.
That
was last Saturday. So it was just a gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, we don't always get those, do we?
Well, and in the calendar, so in this type of calendar, the more, I don't know if you'd say the astrological calendar or the solar calendar, but the Beltane is actually the first day of summer.
Oh.
So I would say we definitely got a treat and a taste of the first day of summer when it was.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, it has overall has just been a beautiful spring.
Well, it has, although a little dry.
Yes, but it's not.
Not
I hate
that
to say
dry.
The four-letter word, but, you know, think of some of the other Aprils that we've had.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember a few.
Where we had a foot of precipitation and
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
not in the preferred form.
Well, so. Okay. Your subject's going to be more pleasant today, right?
Than what?
Than that.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
okay.
So a few announcements. Glenna Farms is doing some... Mother's Day gift boxes,
okay.
And oh, my mom, she loved Glenna Farms. We always would go out there every year, and oh, she'd stock up on their syrup, and she has their maple cookbook, and
oh yeah.
But we always had fun, and Rick was so sweet. He always remembers people and stuff, so that's really nice. So yeah, Mother's Day in the industry of horticulture, the floral industry, and the nursery industry. Typically, Mother's Day for them is like the biggest day.
Oh, really?
Of the year. That's normally one of those days in the business where you don't get a day off, or you know
gotcha.
You're working like the floral people are working like gangbusters. And
yeah.
So don't forget Mother's Day Sunday. And Dragonfly, I thought was gonna do something for Mother's Day, and then. I never saw anything pop up, and they didn't get back. I mean, we corresponded a little bit, and they said, oh, we'll let you know something. So check with Dragonfly. I'm not sure what they're doing, but I'm sure they're going to do be doing something for Mother's Day this weekend. So, and a lot of people, you know, one of the things with I was saying how busy it is in the industry. So the floral industry, of course, people are buying flowers for their mom or having them shipped or whatever. But in the nursery industry, a lot of folks will take their mom's shopping for Mother. You know, that's a tradition where people go together as families to the nurseries as well.
Sure.
And I was one, I would always get my mom a really nice big, you know, like a hanging basket.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Something for Mother's Day that then she'd have for the whole summer to enjoy. And, of course, working in the greenhouses, I pick out, like, the biggest one that I could find.
Well,
and then
course.
Our whole family, that's one of the holidays that my mom's side celebrates as a whole family.
Oh, really?
Cousins and everybody.
Wow.
That's our big holiday. So my mom's basket always got a lot of attention because I could take the perfect one early in the season. You know,
sure. Well, it was kind of nice to have – a daughter working in the industry, she kind of had the inside track.
Right on. Except I had to always, like, finagle my way, because it's like, no, I don't work Mother's Day, because, like I said, that's the one day of the year, unless somebody dies, that my whole family gets together. And so it's like, I'm not going to be here, though.
Oops.
When I start a new job, by the way, I won't be here Mother's Day weekend.
There you go. Well, you've got a lot of hang-ups to have a job, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. One more announcement. There is a sale that's going to be at LTD Farm, which stands for Living the Dream.
Ah, yes.
I love. And they're over in Clayton. I'm going to give the address, so if people want to get a pen and paper out, and then it's out in the country, so you'll need to use your Polk County map or some technology perhaps to find it. So it's 454 4 and a half Avenue in Clayton. And so LTD Farms is a great little farm. They grow plants there. They've got going to have annuals, perennials, and vegetables that they've grown from seed. This summer they'll be having a roadside stand there. They have pastured chickens and canned goods and eggs, some duck eggs as well as chicken eggs. And then for this event, on May 15th, it's from 10 to 4, and in case people didn't get their pen in time, 454 4 and a half Avenue in Clayton. So there's going to be folks out there selling CBD and tinctures, honey. There'll be garden junk there, so there'll be some garden art and garden junk and some, vintage garden stuff. And I'm not even sure what all else. So May 15th, 10 to 4 in Clayton.
What's that gal's name? Is it Katie?
Katie. Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Because here, 2-3 weeks ago, for the farm table, I talked to her on the air from the farm.
Oh, isn't she wonderful?
She is just a lot of fun. And I know something, I know you know this too, and you haven't mentioned it, but I will. Her husband fixes bicycles. He'll even restore bicycles in a shop right there on the farm.
I think you've got a different farm, and the name of that farm is...
Unit's not the same one?
I don't think so. There's... the gal you talked to is more of an herbalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a different Katie.
Oh.
And I'm trying to remember. I looked up information.
I thought it was Living the Dream Farm.
Because they popped up as a place that was going to offer this, hip camping or on the farm, which I think LTD may be offering as well.
Yeah.
But the place with the bike shop.
Well, we don't have to plug that because if it's not the same one, I just got them mixed up apparently.
No, but another great place. I wish I could remember.
Where it is.
I wish I could remember the name. And you know what? Let me make a note and I will look for next month, especially with the camping thing. Because, and then the bike shop, place. Okay, and it'll even come to me before the end of the show. But I will look that up again, and in June that might be good, and maybe in the meantime then I can contact them.
Sure.
And find out. But, yeah, that place offers, camping on the farm.
Yeah.
She's an herbalist, and then they're really close to a lot of really great bike trails.
Yep.
And so to go there, if you're a family that likes to bike, it'd be a place where you could do a little getaway and do some camping. And, I looked them up, and it looked really neat. Like I said, I had, a pop-up for them, and then I went to their website. And I was intrigued. I would love to speak with them. I love, we had Teresa Wolf on, and I love, and, I talk about Tana a lot.
Sure.
And I love, wildcrafting and the herbs, and I know that gal, grows her own herbs and then makes the tinctures up. And maybe she'll be one of the people at the other farm as a vendor. I don't know that, but...
We'll see.
So, yes. And then, I wanted to mention to you, and I hope this is okay, but I'm guessing it was. So you had Angela on April 28th from the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a lovely interview, and she was talking about their new building.
Yep.
And you had mentioned them doing, a food garden.
Oh, yeah.
And you could hear the bells going off. You could hear the whole, oh, God, there's a lot right now just to maintain what's there. But, yes, Yes, I could hear her.
Oh, yeah. She was excited right away about the idea they could grow some of their own food since they have the space and the gardens and so forth.
Well, and the residents would love that. And how empowering. I mean, plants are so therapeutic. And that was one of the things that she said. She goes, when I'm in my garden, like her quote was so calm.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
She feels so calm. But if the residents could be growing their own vegetables, I mean, that's empowering. And that's a skill that they can take. You know, because this is transitional housing, hopefully, for a lot of these.
For a lot of them, it is.
Folks.
Will
and then
be,
they
yeah.
have a skill, and you know, despite their age, I mean, working in the nursery industry, you know, a lot of times there'd be, you know, retired, you know, either school teachers that are off in the summer or retired
sure.
people that want to do something, and they have been the best employees, and they're willing to learn.
Yeah.
And whether they have some experience or not, but they're willing to learn, they show up to work on time. You know?
There's a lot of advantages to us older folks.
So it would be just a cool thing for them to do that.
Yep, absolutely. So
I was excited to hear about, to hear her. I'm glad I caught that interview that morning.
Well, I have to do, maybe I'll even do it today because we're going in that direction. But I got to drive by that place. I've not been out there, and it's just a little ways from Poskin, and so it'll be easy to. Angela says it's easy to find, and I just have to see it because what a great thing to happen that Polk and Barron County Salvation Armies get together and have this place, and both counties can use it. I mean, how great is that?
That is lovely, and I know with Polk County, they have been looking.
Oh yeah.
I missed the very beginning of the interview. Was there, and we shouldn't get totally off track here, but was it donated then, the space?
I know it's going to be, as I understand it, there's a purchase involved.
Okay. Oh, yes, because she was saying she wasn't going to, until everything was, until she had the key in hand, she was going to.
Yeah, exactly. And
well,
they only had one set of appraisals to do yet. But appraisals in places like that take a long time, so.
Well, very exciting. I know,
it
I mean,
is.
I've been listening, obviously, to the radio station here for years, and I've caught many of those Salvation Army interviews. I've come to the station when they've been there with the donuts. Pardon me for a moment. Got a tickle.
Oh,
and
it's
I know
time
that
of year.
Finding a home has been a huge thing, so.
Oh, it has. They were throwing a real curve, you know, a couple of years ago. When the county decided that they needed that space at the old Serenity Home up in Balsam Lake, which was the old jail.
Yeah.
So then the Salvation Army made their arrangements, got out of there in a hurry, and they've been looking ever since till they found this. In the meantime, the interesting thing about that is that building at county sits empty.
Well,
unused.
This will
anyway.
Still be a better. This will be a better. A
oh,
better
way better,
and
yeah.
more of a homey feel. But we're
exactly.
getting. Let's get back.
Let's get
to
back
plant
to
ranch
plant
here.
Rant, yeah.
But you're not going to believe it. Brace yourself.
Uh-oh.
I went somewhere.
You actually left the ranch?
I did. So my sweetheart and I took a little getaway, and we love to take advantage of off-season rates.
Sure.
Because you can get some really good deals when it's off season, and no people are there. We went, and it was both of our first time, to Madeline Island.
Oh, wow.
And it was so cool. I was amazed. There was so much diversity in the plant material there.
Oh.
And it was very wet, the island, and I don't know if that's year-round, because I haven't been there other times, or if that's a spring thing, but it was very... a lot of water, you know, and we did a lot of hiking and stuff. And then I have a friend with some land up there, and so we checked that out. And we actually had went to look at some land that was going to be up for auction, which was kind of the start of our going. A lot of water to deal with. Nobody really has a basement or anything. A lot of houses on stilts and a flat foundation. But the diversity of the plant material, and it was interesting because it didn't really seem necessarily like a wetland or like a bog.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. So I started looking into this because the other thing, which was very exciting, I didn't see invasives. Now, we didn't go to the Apostle Islands, to the other islands, which I'd love to because those are uninhabited.
Mm.
And I guess they're just special places because it's so quiet. There's no vehicles. There's
sure.
no, you know, you have
sure.
to get there in a I think, I don't even know if you can get there with a motorboat. I know, don't, okay, we'll have to look into more of this. But, but so I started looking into it, and the reason that it is so diverse is because it's in what's called a tension zone.
Oh.
So it's between the temperate forest, which is where we are,
oh,
and then the boreal forest, which is, you know, further north and into Canada.
Yeah.
So it's a ecosystem that is unique in North America.
Whoa. How about that?
So it's just amazing. So there's hemlock and white pine and sugar maple and yellow and white birch. And
ooh,
and so this was that kind of a mixed, you know, coniferous hardwood forest. And then the boreal forest was dominated by white spruce, balsam fir, tamarack, white cedar, birch, and aspen. And some of the areas up there have been logged, but some have not. So some of those still have some old growth forest on them. But I was amazed. I've never seen so many huge, beautiful cedars.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, and that is a very sacred plant. So, you know, these islands were originally, you know, home to, you know, what we now call the Ojibwa or the Anishinaabe.
Yeah.
And so very sacred land. We happened to stumble upon just kind of randomly. There's a Christian Native American burial area, but which there's fence there. They don't want you to go into it, but a lot of people leave little offerings and things, and it was just really, really neat to see. So it was just this great experience. But yeah, there's over 800 plant species.
800?
Yeah.
How big is that island anyway?
Well, and this information I was able to get is for the whole Apostle, you know, Madeline Island is part of the Apostle Islands.
Yeah.
The, you know, the National Apostle Islands National Lakeshore.
Yeah.
And so this information is including all of those.
Yeah.
So
wow.
But so there's over 800 plant species, and then including with some of the Wisconsin state, like listed endangered, threatened, and special concern species. So it's so important. Now, certain varieties of things like the Canadian yew are having a harder time when areas where there's high deer density because the deer like to munch on the little ones.
Sure.
But on some of the islands where they have, you know, don't have a high deer population, there's, you know, this really lush stands of this Canadian yew, which is rare on the mainland because of the deer
sure,
browsing on them.
Sure. Wow.
So, which we did see deer at where we stayed, the deer would go in our yard, and we had snow like two different times during the week.
Is that
there was
right?
Snow. And but hey, I guess when you're on the edge of the boreal forest, what do you expect?
Exactly.
So. And then there are some wetlands and some bogs, and then, you know, some alder thickets and some beaver flowages. And the wetlands are part of the diversity, you know, add to the diversity.
Sure.
Because then there's got this bog community with sedges and wetland shrubs and sphagnum mosses. And so it's so cool. And then there's some, like on Michigan, there's on these islands, Michigan Island, Outer Island, and Stockton Islands, there's larger bogs that have, like, lagoons with floating and submersed aquatic species. So I definitely would like to go back. I want to get to some of the other islands and check out.
You'd have to spend a month up there, so crazy.
I would need to get a book and really look into this. But yeah, so so about one third of the island, the coasts, have these pre-Cambrian sandstone ledges and bluffs. And then there's the local vegetation on these are going to depend on like the micro habitat.
Okay.
So a really small
ecosystem,
you know, and then. It can vary from common willows and some weeds to subarctic rarities, and then certain species that, well, the technical word is calcareous tendencies, which what that means is they like a high alkaline, you know, high pH alkaline growing medium, which is why they would love that sandstone, stone ledge. But and then the redder clay bluff are going to have your, you know, smaller trees, balsam and poplar, white birch, red maple, showy mountain ash is kind of the things that you more typically see, say, even like on the north shore or whatever.
Sure.
But
wow.
I was just so many things. It was just...
So how long did you spend there?
We stayed for 4 nights, and we got there early the first day and stayed into the last day, too. So we had about 5 days that we spent, and then like 3 full days. You know, it doesn't really take all that long to get up there.
Yeah.
So, and then the Madeline Island, it was very cool because there's a group, the Madeline Island Wilderness Preserve.
Oh, yeah.
So on two ends of the island, there, this Madeline Island Wilderness Preserve, you know, is a preserve. So this is protected land.
Yeah.
And there's trails and a little bit of interpretive information, but not a ton. But they offer free programs that are open to the public, and they have classes and hikes. So I had contacted Stephen with this group, and he was happy, said no problem announcing their events. So there's things coming up starting in June. There's on Saturday, June 12th, there's an early summer foraging for mushrooms, and... it's at 10 o'clock, and people can find this information. Just type in Madeline Island Wilderness Preserve, and there's an education section. But, yeah, so there's mushroom foraging. There's going to be a Zoom, so if people don't want to go up there, from an author who wrote a book called The Bluebird Effect. and let's see, she's an author, naturalist, bird painter, and songbird rehabilitator.
Whoa.
And so she shares her passion and curiosity for the zone where birds interact with people. So that I love reading, and I love art, so that sounds really cool. There's a See the Forest and the Trees event. There's a painting class where a watercolor artist and naturalist with she's got a background in art and environmental education and is going to do a painting class, and then another See the Forest and Trees. So these run all summer long. There's guided hikes. There's a thing about journaling for nature. How cool. And all of these are for free. There's another mushroom foraging in the fall for fall mushrooms.
Mm.
And, I mean, those are great, great programs being offered. So if people are interested in getting out and doing some of these things, it'd be fun to plan a trip timed around one of those events. That sounds interesting.
Sure. So how do you get from Wisconsin to the island?
You take a ferry over.
A ferry, okay.
Yep, and you do pay for that. And you can park in Bayfield, and you can walk onto the ferry, and that's going to be less expensive.
Sure.
If you take your car, they charge you for the car, and then... The number of people in your in your car.
Sure.
So that is one thing, and I'm sure that's what keeps the population a little bit lower on the island, too, because anytime... And there's a small grocery store on the island. I don't remember seeing really any gas other than at the marina, which I'm guessing maybe would be more for the boats. You know?
I would imagine.
But the island's not that big, so it's not like you're going to be burning up a lot of gas driving all over either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I should know a little bit about that, because... A friend of mine, a former sheriff in Polk County, Craig Benware, the last I had talked to Craig, he still had a place on Madeline Island.
Oh, cool.
And I should know more than I do, so you're giving me a good education.
Well, and another thing I want to encourage people to do, which this was really for, so we were fortunate enough this year to receive as a gift a Wisconsin State Park Pass.
Aha.
And it was great. So the last day of our trip, we went to the state park that was on Madeline Island.
Oh.
And it was very beautiful and just amazing. The most beautiful, like, bay on Lake Superior that we had seen. And we've been pretty much all over the island. And, boy, it was worth visiting this state park. And then it's attached to the town park as well. So you can kind of hike between them. But at one point, you're on... the state park, but it was gorgeous. And then on the way home, we went to see several different waterfalls. I think, what's the one? It's Anacon.
Oh.
And then we stopped at Patterson. And then we, on Patterson, we didn't go to the main one. We went to the other one. I think it's like Manitou
Falls. Yeah.
But, and then on the way back, we passed Straight Lake. And I thought, you know, this was so great. Because sometimes, you know, you just want to pull in or drive around or just get out and see the waterfall. And then you're going to pay $8 for a daily sticker to be there for 5 minutes. But if you have the pass, you can... You can go so many places, and I was looking into these more parks, because here Interstate Park is literally just down the road.
Yeah.
We never go there. It's the first state park in Wisconsin. In 1900, it was the first state park. And I think, I looked in a book now, depending upon when this was published, but I think you can use your Wisconsin State Pass in the Minnesota side of Interstate Park.
Ah.
Which would make sense, because the Interstate Park. And then Straight Lake Park, which is just by luck, is the newest state park.
Yep.
And that was in 2002. And I'd like to check that out. I mean, and then, you know, there's Brunette Island, and, I mean, even to go to Patterson to see the waterfalls.
Yep.
And Patterson's done a good job. They've got some handicap accessible trails, some paved trails, so that there's some accessibility.
Yeah.
There, which is exciting, and it's just, get a state park pass, people. Willow River's so close.
Sure. There's a lot of them.
And it's just, and what a gift that we have this, and like right now, oh my goodness, you know me every spring, the woodland wildflowers are crazy right now. It's, well, and that's Beltane, you know, it's supposed to be, the veil is thin and the fairies are out, and let me tell you, when I'm walking amongst those teeny little delicate flowers out there, you can feel that energy.
I was going to say, do you see the fairies?
Oh, I feel them.
I bet you do.
I always say hi into the little crevices in the trees. Hello in there. Or sometimes some of the leaves are still out front. You're like, oh, they must not have come home from their winter time yet. They're waiting until it's a little warmer.
Yes.
But yeah, and then bulbs. A few years ago, I had gotten some bulbs from the nursery that were going to get thrown away. And so I planted them. And oh, my gosh, they bring me so much joy. I really want to plant more bulbs. Because they come up, like, first I had hyacinth come up. And then those were really, and they lasted like a month. Mm. And now my daffodils have been going crazy. And now the daffodils are still looking good. And the tulips are starting. And it's just, and it just
what
makes
you work
me so
for.
Happy.
That's what you work for. It's what you do for.
Yes, I love it, but I think other people can have happy times, too, by looking out their window at while they're doing the dishes and seeing the birds and the daffodils out there. It makes the dishwashing a lot better.
Yeah, it's not the most pleasant job in the world, and if you can look at something good, that's nice. So when do we start planting?
Well, it depends upon what you're planting. You know, if our perennials are nice and hardy and should be able to go out into the ground. Some of your, you know, annuals and herbs that are more tender, I mean, I wouldn't put basil out right now, but you could have your oregano out and your thyme and all the cold tolerant, you know, broccoli and cauliflower and, you know, and you can always get things out and then use row covers or cover things if you know it's going to be cold or, you know, make little mini greenhouses. The thing with those is you want to make sure when a sunny day comes, you get that off of there, too, because you can go the other way of...
Yeah, you could cook them.
of too hot. So,
yeah, yeah.
And most people who've done their seeds have probably started that, or in my house, Ryan just never stops. He just
keeps at it,
planting all the time.
Well, we're running out of time, Sandra.
Well, and that's why we had to get back on track, because there's always... lots to say here. So I will see if I can find the name of that other shop. If anyone has any questions, plantrant93.1@gmail.com, or they can send me a postcard to the station, drop something off, or call Lou Ann, and she will make sure I get in contact with you or get the message. So, yes, otherwise email any questions or plant ID. I love plant identification. And if it's something I don't know, then I can try to find out. So plantrant93.1@gmail.com.
All right. Sundrum.
Oh, hey, did you find out about the what about the trees in Amory? Are they going to plant more trees?
They're not.
Okay.
They're
not. People, get your back. Go to Dragonfly and get some nice pots and
get
stuff
something
out
going.
And you can do potted trees. I've got a hydrangea I've had in a pot for the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years now.
Ooh,
or something.
Wow. He's got him in there and he works and that's fine.
What's that?
You got him in there and he works and that's fine.
Yes. So sure. There's options to soften those edges in town there once they get done there. So.
Absolutely. I'm sure
they
will.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in and I look forward to next month.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you.